This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Underrated Trump's willingness to lie about his height and weight. Yeah, I think the New York police report has him listed at 5'10". And what's he listed on this? Is he listed as 6'2 or 6'3 on this?
I think 6'2, 230, something like that?
No. He would not appreciate that. 224.
Oh, it's 224. Okay.
He has lost weight. There's no doubt about that. But what do you think? 250?
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me say this, too. For 78, I think the guy's in very good shape. I do.
He moves fairly well.
He moves. I mean, compared to Joe, he's the greatest athlete ever.
He's Carl Lewis.
Hey, Chad, I did lots of mess. Thankfully, not anymore. Never once did I want to kill him or exterminate a race. That's going back to the comments.
Oh, meth. Okay.
Yeah. I'm glad you have kicked your meth habit. And I appreciate that you listen. Chad, that's so awesome that you get along with everyone. That you get along with everyone, and people should hope for that. Thank you so much. I mean, it's stunning the amount of texts I get where they're criticizing me because I get along with my ex-wife. You can't make it up. Chad, are you, excuse me, Dave, are you mad about the Masters because it bumped Tracker back 30 minutes? That's my guy from This Is Us, though. Hartley, I think it is. I've not watched it, but supposedly it's for a network show, pretty popular. Smoke pulled pork or it's just pedestrian? What do you say to that?
Smoked is probably better, but pedestrian? No.
No.
This pulled pork was dynamite, just the right amount of garlic, great spice we put on it. It's always tremendous.
Is Afton hilly to hike? You
yes.
Want to go first?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. This is my thing. This is my addiction. Thankfully, it's not meth or alcohol. It's golf, right? It's the one physical sport that I'm decent at and play at a minor level of competitive.
You play very well.
I
compared
try.
To the average golfer, I would consider myself a decent golfer.
Yeah.
You would clown me on any day.
So golf's my deal. Right? And I think Rory McIlroy, from everything I see and everything I hear, is a tremendous person. I love how he plays the game. I love his story. I love how brilliant he burst upon the scene. I love how authentic he is and human he is. Not flawless. When he's walked out a couple of these events and hasn't met the media, that bugs me. But this has been his hill to climb, his rock to push, to try to win the Masters and become the sixth guy in the history of the game to win the Grand Slam. And he completely threw it away in 2011. But at the time, he hadn't won a single major then. Just to show his resilience, the next major, he goes out and he wins the U.S. Open by 8 and blows everybody's doors off at Congressional. And when he's in full flight, He's the best. I think he's even better than Scotty, but Scotty's just more consistent. And I just haven't watched a sporting event where the leader, the team, the individual seemingly was in control and then was so awful. Like to start with a double again when, you know, the first two holes he's in the bunker by a yard. And just to start the tournament, double bogey, but then he bounces back with birdies on three and four, is playing impossible. And, I mean, five guys maybe birdie that on Sunday? And he pulls that off. And he establishes control of the tournament. Bryson's going the other way. Bryson's a tremendous player. He just didn't have control of his irons the entire tournament. The fact that he was still in the mix shows, for anybody who says he's just a meathead and he's just overpowers the course, his short game was sublime for the 4 days. You can't keep missing greens, and he was turning the ball over too much on his approach shots over and over again, and with those firm greens, you're just going to get yourself in trouble. And so Rory plays 13 smart. It's a legendary par five. Some believe it's one of the greatest par fives on the planet. No, some believe it's the greatest par five on the planet. And he hits one of the worst wedges I've ever seen in my life. I mean, just you just cannot do that. I would want to vomit if I, stupid me, hit that. I mean, where he was trying to hit it was dumb. The laying up was absolutely smart. He's up by three. He missed where his target should have been by 25 yards. So he makes double bogey from 90 yards. Then he bogeys 14. Then he does not hit because he's not driving the ball well at all on 15, all day. And he pulls on 15. And I'm just thinking, as he's about to hit this shot on 15, he's behind the trees. And it looks like he's going to have to, it's 207. And knowing how long he is, I'm thinking maybe it's six or seven. It looks like to me like he's going to have to hook it 30 yards minimum. And it's got to land soft because that green is new and it's so firm. I'm thinking, what are you doing again, dude? Lay up, wedge it up there, try to definitely. And I can't tell because the camera angle is far away. But it's a shot. I mean, the two shots he hit on Saturday and Sunday, if you're golf aficionado, you're going to see those shots forever. Because he hits the most magnificent hooking 7-iron of my entire life. He hits it to 5 feet, but what does he do? Like Phil, who hit the one on the pine straw when he won in 2010, he misses the 5-foot putt. Now, Rose has tied him, by the way. So what does he do on 16 now tied? Hits this beautiful little bleeder left to right that's not really shot to like 12 feet. Doesn't make that. Rose then bogeys 17. Rory hits a bad three metal on 17. Again, Ian Baker Finch, get out of here. I mean, I'm waiting for Ian Baker Finch after watching him for 30 years to say the first interesting thing. If he didn't have the accent, we'd be done with him. Move on. He adds zero. And when Rory hits a well-executed three metal, three wood, whatever you want to call it, he's way back there and hits this 8-iron. Off this uphill lie from 178, and he's begging for it to go. Well, he's at 2.5 feet.
I've done that.
Yeah. I'm sure you hit 8-iron from there. I'm sure there's
uphill 178, no problem.
Yeah.
I actually got a club down.
Yeah, exactly. Little three-finger gap wedge for you.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
He buries it. And now Rose is hearing you could hear it in Plymouth. The amount of men ages 22 to 72 were on the edge of their seat was incredible. And I'm there, too. I'm 100% there. I admitted I'm totally in. The Wolves, the number one individual or team I want to win is Rory, and second place isn't close. The Wolves are second, but I've been gone so long that it's not the same. And I'm debating on like 15 texting threads. Is he hitting driver? Or is he hitting three metal on the TN18? Because he should hit driver if he's playing right, because he's the best driver on the planet. But he can't hit a good drive. And I'm just saying these threads, three metal. And he just guts a driver. And he's got 125. Rose has birdied 18 on a putt that only Omira makes. And Rory's got 125. Just hit it on the green, and you've won. You have the Grand Slam. Hits an atrocious wedge. It's not strong enough. Horrid. I would just be staring at that if I did that with me, with my dopey handicap I have. And then he doesn't get up and down. And I have been walking around my house. I have been shaking my head. I at one point, so mad, tweeted, well, Justin Rose should win this tournament. Because Rory, if you want to say the pressure, you want to say choked, either way, that's what happened on 13 and 18. Just flat out. It did. And now Justin Rose, who's just, by all accounts, a great human being himself. You wonder why I've been cheering for the Euros and the Ryder Cup for the last 30 years? By the way, it's not a war. Because all the Europeans are such good, charming, decent individuals. And about a third of our guys are just pompous louts. And by the way, if the Ryder Cup was tomorrow, Europe might win every match. And then Rory pulls it off. Rose misses like a 12-foot putt. And I will tell you that when he struck that putt, on 18 to win it, I was standing in the kitchen, and you know what I looked at? I looked away from the TV and looked at I could go Pella blinds, but I looked away and listened to the crowd. I am just a total rube for the guy. Total, unadulterated, I need this guy to win. I do. I think he comports himself the way people should do it in life. And I think he's fascinating. I think he's interesting. I love that he's been knocked on his butt so many times and gets up and stands up for the right things and believes in causes. And it's also my addiction. And I just don't remember ups and downs like that. Like, you think of Minnesota, you think Minneapolis Miracle. Well, it was, the Vikings led by 17, and then, they came back. And, pompous jackass head coach, Peyton is doing the skull, and then that play happened. That none of what the Masters had. Now, again, if you don't like golf, I totally get it. I get it. You're allowed to not like golf. But if you care at all, and by the way, if you were out anywhere yesterday, anywhere, you know what you saw? Men 20 to 70, their iPad, their laptop, their phone, at lunch, actually sort of kind of paying attention to their wife, or at a kids event, or on a walk, watching it. Because the guy has brought us all in, and I am not my kids happy, not my personal life happy, not if I would hear great news about you or a great friend, not that. But for sports, couldn't be happy. And I needed to smoke after the round. Not pot, but I've never, I think I've, my total inhale of cigarettes is like five my entire life. I almost walked to the Super America and said, just give me one cigarette.
Just give me a carton. I don't know how many I need.
And I loved how he handled afterwards. I loved how he told the folks who've been ripping his buddy, who's his caddy, by the way, Harry Diamond, who was a plus two and a half. Very accomplished golfer, and such an easy cheap shot to blame the caddy. Get out of here. It's overblown. I loved it. It's just one of the all-time sporting events I'm ever going to watch in my entire life. It's 52 past one. I'm going to talk Stretch Lab. You know where Rory shouldn't be today? Rory shouldn't be at Stretch Lab. He's the one person who's allowed to not be at Stretch Lab today. That's it. He doesn't need to stretch today. You know what he needs to do? drink, celebrate, and party. And what did he say yesterday? Where does he want to go in a couple days? Wants to go see his mom and dad back in Hollywood, Ireland. How good is that? I am
typical Hollywood guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Hollywood, Ireland. I'll be there. I will be at Stretch Lab because I believe in all their locations. Now, I live fairly close to the one in Plymouth, so that's a bit of my fallback, but that doesn't mean I haven't been to the one in Maple Grove or the one by the lakes or the one in Chanhassen. There's 11 total locations. You could be 75, and you could be a former athlete, and you're like, why don't I feel better? Stretch, flexibility, mobility. It's good for us no matter the age. Maybe you walked, like Dave, you went to Afton, that great park. Guess what? Those glutes, those hamstrings are biting you today. You want to feel better. I'm going to start playing golf here in the next 10 days. I'd like to hit it a little better, a little further. Those folks are going to help me feel better. They are trained specialists who work specifically with your body, with the principles. You're going to feel better. StretchLab.com. First time you go, half off your visit, StretchLab.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.